गणपति गुं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनशृण्वन्नुतिभिः सीदसादनम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. So let's sit quietly for a few moments and take a few deep breaths, settling yourself in your posture. So the prayer at the beginning of the text has the word that is used often, namami, I salute, or namaha is used a lot of the time. Namami is I salute, namaha salutations. I salute, I surrender. So what do I surrender? If I put all the mine aside, anything I think is mine, I put it aside now. More than physical possessions, my ideas, my attachments, my expectations, I put everything aside. Along with this, I put me, which is, the me is also part of mine, my identity, what I take myself to be. Can I also put this completely aside? When I put all these aside, what issue remains? What problem remains? What limitation remains? As we were doing the previous text, let's chant after the meditation. Here the first verse is the prayer. We'll repeat that beginning of each class. So part by part, after a few classes, we all know it very well. So I'll chant part by part. So page 5 there, right? Saraga Stiti Pralaya Hetu Machintya Shaktim Vishveshwaram Vidita Vishwam Anantamurtim Nirmukta Bandhanam Apara Sukhamburashim Shri Vallabham. Sorry, Shri Vallabham Vimalabodhaghanam Namami. So as we went over this in the last class, both the talks are then about the total, you can say about Paramatma or Ishvara, it has a mixture of both here, and we said that would be a Saguna with qualities, would be the Ishvara, creator, etc. Or the other ones would be with Nirguna, without the qualities, like this. Vimalabodhaganam, take away all of the specific knowledge, you just have the knowingness. And then we also said, as in the meditation today, I put aside all of the limited ideas I have, then what's left is this not what's left? Vimalabodhaganam, I'm the knowingness. Something specific, knowing something specific, now there's me the knower, there's the ability to know, conceive something in a specific way, there's the object, then you have all the division. But when it's just the knowingness, then where's the division? So it's very nice here from the beginning. The prayer itself is also pointing out to what is being discussed in the text. And as we said last time, somebody can say, well, what's the Shri Vallabham? Why is it this is Lord Vishnu? And we both talked about last time different interpretations of it, and especially when you go to the next verse, which said, Ahameva Vishnu. I am the Vishnu, meaning has to be the all-pervasive. So that has to be this Vishnu. And so we did that in detail last time, so we don't have to go more today. Then the next verse was continuing also, there were salutations to the Ishvara. Here's salutation to the Guru, we said. And the Guru, it's interestingly here, salutation to lotus feet of Guru. So lotus meaning the purity. The knowledge we want is knowledge of purity, unmixed, pure knowledge. We don't want the mixed knowledge. The moment it's tainted, it's specific knowledge. And so this is what we're after, the jnanam. And the feet you have to walk. The feet take you. The knowledge will take you to that, like this. This is, the knowledge takes you there. It's interesting, a lot of the imagery that comes in Puranas originates from a lot of these teachings, but then it gets other layers and we get caught up in the imagery and not in the essence that it's pointing out. So one interesting imagery they have, Lord Vishnu, so all pervasiveness, right? What takes you to Lord Vishnu? It says, so Garuda. Garuda is the eagle, the divine eagle, which is the vehicle. And what is, and Garuda, actually, this is going to be then flies, Vayu. And Vayu then is the, it takes you there. So this is going to be the speech, words of the Shruti, the words of the Upanishad, they point to it, and that takes you there. So that takes you to know what he says here. Yasya prasadat aham eva Vishnu. I am Vishnu, I am the all-pervasive. Like in our short meditation, put away my limited ideas, where's the limitation? An interesting point brought up in one of the talks in the text is this thing, that the interesting thing is that somehow I get in the way. I'm the one who gets in the way of this. It's not that the government is getting in the way. My spouse is getting in the way, right? My boss is getting in the way. Nothing else. I'm the one who's getting in the way of this. That's why I have to do the vichara, look into it. Very interesting. Because here, when we just sit a bit and we put the things aside, oh, no problem. Yes. Not very hard to see. Just at least a few moments, you put everything aside. Oh, how wonderful. But out of habit, I identify with other stuff. So then I have to slowly learn how to look into this and see what see the other stuff for what it is, like this. Okay. So sarvam mayi eva sarvam kalpitam cha, everything is superimposed on me. By who superimposed, meaning I superimpose all these ideas on myself, the separateness, etc., limitation. Itam vijanami, by this knowledge, what have I known? Sat atmarupam, the knowledge of the self, which is sat, which is the substance of everything, the pure existence. Right. Tasya agripadmam pranatosmi nityam. So because of this, my salutation, eternal salutation to the Guru, like this. So this is what we got to last time. Now let's go into the next verse, start from here. So let's chant it part by part. Excuse me. Tapatrarka santaptaha kaschid vignamanasaha shamadi sadhanaihi yukta sadgurum paripruchati. One who alone is aware of being scorched by the heat of the three types of troubles of life, with a tormented mind, and yet endowed with noble virtues, is able to intelligently ask a teacher who knows what absolute freedom is. So here, talking about, okay, who is the student who is going to be asking the questions? Because here, the student will ask questions, the teacher is going to teach. So a student has to be one who is prepared for something, right? Otherwise, why would they be interested to ask the questions? They'll be asked because I ask sincerely because I have interest in it, like this. So kashchit is someone, meaning it can be anyone, but of course it has to be anyone, but that has had the proper preparation. What are the preparation it's saying here? Tapatraya arka santaptaha, has been burned very well by the blazing sun. Of the blazing sun, which brings the three different types of suffering, like this. If we want to see the blazing sun, we go visit Stephanie in September, in July or August in in Arizona, and we can see what the hot sun is like this, what it's like. So what happens is the world, just living in the world, we get scorched. There's no way we don't get scorched, no matter what we try. Can you avoid it? So here it says three ways that one gets scorched. And the first one is adhyatmika. It comes from myself, right? Adhyatmika, adhibhautika, and adhidevata. So adhyatmika comes from myself. Troubles I bring to myself. One may say like this, okay, I have fever, I have a cough, and this for myself and the body. That could be taken as this. Categorization can be slightly here or there, but in general for myself, my body, my mind, right? How much trouble is there because of my own mind, my own ideas, my own things? So this is for me in this way. Very interesting in this way. So that's one thing that scorches me. Not enough that it comes from me, it comes also from the elements. This adibhautika. Adibhautika meaning from pertaining to elements or beings around me, etc. Like the actual weather, the heat, the cold. Some people in the country now are. We don't have anybody in the East Coast now, we used to have. There, it's very difficult from the freezing element. Everything's freezing there. So, can be from all different things from outside like this. And adidaivaka is coming from things that we don't know, some unknown thing. So maybe unseen thing. Talk exactly on this during COVID. Swami Tatvirananji says, like COVID, right? You don't see, don't know what it is, it comes, it gets you. So in any case, from unknown sources, so all these troubles are coming and getting us. So when we're in the world, we can't avoid that. There's no way to totally avoid it when you're living in the world. And you try to solve it. Try to solve all the problems from these three within the world. Can you solve it? Who has solved it? We see people and we think, oh, they're doing great. They must have all these different problems. They must have, you know, I wish I was like that person. But the thing is, we see it on the surface. But everybody in the world is suffering from these things. You go spend some time with soon, you'll see that person's also suffering from like this. They may have transcended in some way, then it's very inspiring. Yes, look, although the suffering is there, the same issues are there, they are, although they're not well, but they are, you see people who aren't well, who have some chronic problem or disabled, but they're very content, happy. It's very inspiring. It shows that although this is there, they've transcended it. So meaning that thing is not disturbing them. So in the end, it's transcending these things. I identify with that, it's a problem. I transcend it, then it's not a problem. So it's not a matter of throwing away, getting rid of it. I'll get rid of all the problems, then I'll be okay. Vedanta is not to getting rid of the problems, but transcending them. Look, the great masters, Ramana Maharshi, right? He died from cancer, right? So he suffered obviously from that. And then Ramakrishna Paramahamsa also throat cancer. So you don't escape these. Some years ago there was a movie, I think it was called Awake. It was about Paramahamsa Yogananda. Very nice movie. Maybe 5-6 years ago, whatever, came in the theaters here. So I went and I saw. One thing that was very inspiring is at some point, some problem and everything, his order, some big court case he had to fight because of some problems. I thought, wow, look, we think Paramahamsa Yogananda will be sitting there very holy and will be teaching certain things. Has to deal with these things too. That's life. You're in the world. Anything you have a house, there'll be issues to deal with the house. You have family, there'll be issues to deal with the family. You have an ashram, there'd be issues to deal with the ashram. Anything in the world, you say, no, I'm not going to do anything, I'm just going to sit in a cave, there'll be issues there too. There'll be health issues, there'll be disturbance issues. You can't get away from it. So the thing is, you can't. Because of that, this person is udvigna manasaha, the person is with a disturbed, the mind sees that the mind is getting disturbed, mind is getting anxious, mind is getting frustrated. You can't help it that once you're in the world with these things, you have this, and am I going to get rid of it? So you try everything, but if you really try sincerely, you see that there isn't a solution. That's why they say that's the samsara as the ocean of samsara. It seems you're in the middle. Some of the time it's calm, some of the time storms, and you don't see any shore that, yes, I will be able to rest there. And then when you do think you saw something, you go there, but then after some time you see it's not really the stable ground you thought it would be, like this. So this is why people, some people say, oh, this Vedanta is pessimism. Look, pessimism. It's like telling a environmental scientist, oh, your global warming is pessimism. They'll say, it's not pessimism, it's science. We observe the facts, and these are the facts we found. So it's observing, right? If you really look into life, it's like that. So we have to really look into life and see this, because then I'm going to really want to find a solution. If not, then, yeah, I'm doing okay, sometimes not. Yeah, maybe a little bit, some pointers here will be very helpful to overcome some small issues, some issues I have in life otherwise. Then then okay, I will look into this a little bit. But if it isn't really burning me, if I'm really seeing I'm not finding a way out, how will I look into these things, really look into these things? So on the one hand, we say, oh, this can be very tragic. What a tragedy. Look at this. We come to the world, we're suffering so much, then everything will be taken away from us. We're going to go, how horrible, on the one hand. On the other hand, we say, this brings us to Vedanta. Without that, how are we going to come to it? So it's helpful preparation. Because of that, I get some vairagya towards the world. I see whatever I do in the world is not solving the issue. So I need to look elsewhere. I need to look differently, like this. So what can be seen at the beginning as something negative is something that's helping to propel me towards this. And the student here is coming and asking, will be asking the teacher the questions, then has really gone through this, seen this, gone through life. We can't escape from life, run away from it, to face it, and then we learn and grow, and then, okay, now I'll really look into it. Okay? So this is what's happening here. And then it says what? Shamadi sadhanaihi yuktaha. And who is this student also has acquired the shamadama, right? You remember the shatsampat upadati titiksha shraddha samadhanam, which we've discussed in other classes. Another class, probably next one, we'll discuss this a little bit further in some angle, because these texts usually, like a lot, most of the texts don't go in detail about these. Most Vedanta texts, they just maybe mention, go on, because it's already taken, the student is prepared. But with our proper preparation, also we won't look into it. My mind is too much disturbed. How will I really look into it closely? My mind is running around, right? And no control, my senses are pulling here and there. I'm going to want to look into it, but then I'm going to, oh, I have something very interesting to browse, some news, some nice food I'm smelling in the kitchen, I'm going to go, and then where does it end? So I can't just focus in on it like this. So control the senses, etc. And so these different things are very necessary, prepared mind. And as we've said in other classes, is that I'm fully prepared. Sadhana chatushtayam, I'm fully prepared. I have perfect viveka, vairagya. Mind is totally balanced, not it's a very fit, controlled instrument. I really want to be free. Mumukshutvam. This one is showing mumukshutvam, this student has. Then this one, then okay, I don't have to do more preparation. If I'm very much prepared, a few words, and it's going to be very clear. So I've come to this, I have interest, so I have to learn how to develop and acquire those, refine these, so that then this will knowledge will really go deeper like this, if we want to settle itself better, really settle within me. So different ways are discussed. Bhagavad Gita discusses this more. So next week we'll spend some more time on this specifically. So this student has been prepared and all. So what did he do? What does the do? Sadgurum paripruchati, approaches the guru, right? Sadguru. Sadguru can be guru of sat, meaning sat is Vedanta guru. Also, sat, meaning the sadguru here also is going to be the sat is true. So true guru, one who isn't doing it for anything else. If there's any other agenda the guru has, then how will they just focus in on this? There'd be some other agenda, as I have this organization, very good you came, we need some volunteers, come and help with this and that. And we need some donations, can you go out and do some fundraising? And again, not speaking against or anybody specific, that's not the point at all. But the point is that the teaching has to be done just, the guru has to just have no agenda except for looking into these and looking to the truth, helping to inquire into this, and that's it. The moment anything else gets in, then the teaching is compromised when there's any other agenda, anything else. So this is a very important very important point like this in Vedantic teachings and any spiritual teachings, as it would be like this, in this way. Very interesting, like just a little bit along these lines, is when in the 90s I was in the Shivananda centers, after later when I left and married, then Acharya was close to many years there in the Shivananda centers, Swami Swarupananda, he's also from Israel, so he once visited us. So this is 25 years back or more. So I had asked him then, I said, you know, I could try to get a affiliate Shivananda Yoga Center running, that's one idea I have, or should I do something, or I can work something. He said, get a profession. If you're not in the ashram, you get a profession. When people come for any classes, you don't have to put price tags on their head. Wonderful, best advice ever. Because then all the years, many, many years teaching yoga, and I didn't have to think about if there's money for him, not money, anything, because then it can just be done as a service like this. So, and then of course, once I came to Vedanta, to school where I've studied Vedanta there, I've seen no agenda in the classes, the 10 years I've studied only for teaching Vedanta, and there also no money is asked for, because Vedanta teaching, it goes against it. It's not possible. You can't ask for something. So in any case, so Sadguru then, meaning, has to be done in this manner, just pure manner, for inquiry, for clarity, and that's it, not for anything else. Any other agendas, they don't fit into the scheme, otherwise it won't work like this. So it goes to the Sadguru and Paripruchati and asks sincerely. Paripruchati, meaning asks, sincerely asks with, in the appropriate manner, appropriate time, like this. Like they go and see the teacher, the teacher's busy taking care of things. Oh, can you please tell me? I very much want to know this. Or they're having lunch, you come and disturb them with that. So the right way, in the right place, right respect, and with sincerity, the teacher will see your sincere asking. Otherwise, they'll give some answer just to, you know, to give you the, you know, some answer to, because you asked, just in order to give something so you'll go, like this. The answer is really just so so that you'll stop disturbing them, and then, like this. So, and from myself, as I'm a seeker, you know, I have to want to really look into it. I really want to ask and really want to know, like this. So question should be appropriate then, also the answer will be appropriate, like this. So this is the important point that's given here about this. In Bhagavad Gita, it talks about how one approaches the Guru. Pariprashnena sevaya, all verse not coming to my mind, but when it comes to the Guru, there were pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya, one with prostration, some right attitude, with appropriate question like this, with service like this. So one comes with a proper attitude, then one is ready, one really wants to learn like this. So this is what's pointed out in this verse here. The student comes, prepared student comes to the teacher and is ready and is going to ask. So let's see what the student is asking then. The next verse. Anayasena, yes. How do I break it down? Anayasena yenasman mucheyam bhava bandhanat tanme sankshipya bhagavan kevalam kripayavada. I'm trying not to break the sandhi where what I read sounds a little different than there. If I do some of the time, please forgive me, but it's habit from reading Sanskrit that when you break something, you also break it and repeat how it is without that. So it happens some of the time, but I put my effort not to do it. O exalted one, please have compassion on me and explain to me succinctly the means by which I may become free from the bondage of continuous change, without much struggle. So, wants to be, saying exactly, I want to be free from what? Bhava bandhanat, the bondage of becoming, life of becoming. This bhava is bhavasagara, people have heard. This is bhava is becoming, so samsara, same as samsara. So life of, and samsara is constant change, constant change. Samyak sarati, what is constantly changing. It's changing very well, meaning everything is changing. Isn't it like the ground under our feet is not solid? And it isn't, right? Seems solid, but it's not. We think I have, for my life, there's some base and it's solid, but it's really not. It's like here, where we live in the Bay Area, there's the fault line, right? The Hayward Fault is right here. There are other ones too, but the one that's very near here is the Hayward Fault. So it's not solid ground. Anytime there could be an earthquake, right? So same with our life. I have some solid ground of my health, my finances, my position, my family, whatever thing like this, but that can get shaken anytime. An earthquake can happen anytime like this. Where actually what's said about it is that we're living on the verge of sorrow. Maybe now I don't feel the sorrow this moment, but one thing happens and all the sorrow is there. Meaning that it's not solid ground. Any moment can change like this. So, excuse me. So this life of becoming is going and going, going. There's no end in view like this. This is what happens. So this is how this samsara is. In the Bhagavad Gita, gives in that there are many different explanations. You can see from different angles. Bhagavad Gita it points it out as three things. As first of all, there is the avidya. You don't see clearly, right? You don't see clearly what's there. Because you don't see clearly what's there, then what happens? Oh, sorry. That's from a different one. There it starts not from that. There it starts from the attachment. Starts from attachment. I have attachment to something. There, Arjuna has the attachment to the great-grandsire, right? Bhishma Pitamaha, to the teacher, to Dronacharya. So the attachment. The stronger the attachment, the more trouble it gives you, right? So this one, this attachment is causing this. Then from the attachment, what happens is shoka comes. That's why the stronger I have attachment to things, the stronger the shoka, the stronger the sorrow is going to be. I'm going to have more sorrow, more disturbance, more frustration, more depression because of that. Like one sister-in-law of mine in India, she has some eye problem, and because of the eye problem, one eye she doesn't see now. My wife is so disturbed. This, she's not disturbed anything. Just as it is, except that is as it is. Look at that. What a lesson. How to be detached from how the physical body is. Okay, body's like this. What to do? Amazing, huh? Like this. So it's the attachment. The attachment that causes the trouble, not the condition like this. So this, and then moha. Moha, the delusion. Because when I'm very attached and disturbed, I won't see things clearly. And then if I don't see things clearly, then even lost further. And that shows when Arjuna is making all sorts of builds castles in the air, meaning one top of the air, where the base isn't clear. Where when he's complaining to Krishna, he says, "Look, we're going to fight this war just because we're hungry for ruling." It, and for this, we're going to be killing family members, blah, 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 on and on and on, because of moha, not clear. And then of course, once Krishna starts teaching him, then he starts seeing things more clearly, but this is the beginning when he's all disturbed. So the attachment, and then the shoka, the sorrow, and then moha, the unclarity. One of the ways we can see the samsara. Many ways, many, many ways you can categorize and see. But life of becoming, it's, you can't find the stability, and you think, okay, a little further down it's going to, there it's going to be. That's where it's going to be, but then you don't find it. Because of this also, seeing that this student is well prepared, says anayasena, without effort. Effort, I'm going to have to do something. I'm going to do something, I'll get there. And this is what we always think, I have to do something to get to somewhere, right? Now, for instance, you want to come here to our place in Fremont. Yes, you have to do, you can't just think about it. Understand, okay, let's look at the map. It's there, that Union Street, it's that place. Let me understand. Okay, I understand it. Now I'm there. You won't be there. Of course, Zoom has fixed the problem, but you can't really physically be here like this. I'll say, I came back from India, I have some nice sweets. How are you going to have them through Zoom? Right? You have to come here to have them like this. So what happens then, you say, I want to go to Gajanan's house, then you need to do some sort of action to do it. So the idea is that to get to something, activity is needed. So that's why the general sense that people have, okay, to fix this problem, what should I do? They'll go to the guru, what should I do? Do a japa of this mantra for 10,000 times, a million times, 10 lakhs. Do that and then come back to me. So do something. Do this tapas. Do this, do this. Other practices have their place, but not for, and they can make them have many benefits, but not for moksha, we say, because here we say the problem isn't a problem of getting somewhere, because doing is still within the realm of the becoming, changing. But the changing is the problem. The changing is change. And change is endless. So here we say, no, this isn't what's going to solve it. It's by jnanam, it's understanding. Jnanat eva mokshaha. Freedom is, this kind of freedom is achieved just by understanding, not by something else. And how can it be? What do you mean? How can that be possible in this way? Well, when you have a dream, how do you disqualify the dream? How do you make the dream, how do you make it be illusory? Because you understand. Did you do something after you woke up? Do you do something to say, oh, dream, go away. You're a bad dream. I don't want you. No. When you wake up, you understand, oh, it was a bad dream. Okay. Done. It's gone. What do you have to do? What action has to be done then? No action has to be done. Of course, the classical example, the snake and rope, through understanding, nothing else does it. I understand, so the problem is gone. So because action is part of the becoming, so that's not what's going to do it. And anayasena, one reason put in here too, without effort, is there's a concept many people have that the stronger tapas, more effort, that's going to take me further. That'll do more. I'll do more japa. I'll do, sit longer to meditate, do more austerities like this. Again, certain practices can have their place in everything, but we say it's for chitta shuddhi, make the mind more stable, you can't force it. Force will never work like this, but certain practices, you can do other things very good, prepare the mind. But for jnanam, that's not what's going to do it. Okay, so this is why this is being pointed out here, not something that's done through all this effort, right? So tat me sankshipya bhagavan kevalam kripaya vada, please tell me this succinctly, only this I want to know, not something else. This is my interest, specifically this. And because one can hear many other things can be told, but this is what I'm interested in. When we study Kathopanishad, there it showed how the student comes, has a question like this, and how the teacher tested, Lord Yama tested Nachiketas. Every other possibility is trying to tell him, to give him other, to discourage him or to lure him to other things, to really see, is this student really prepared? And then Lord Yama is extremely happy that this is a very sincere student that really wants to know these things. So this is, you know, this way he comes to the teacher. Okay. One other important point here. Here it's also showing the reason the question is there, is also to show it's samvada. That these teachings aren't something that I go and pick up the book and I read it and I study myself and now I know I've gotten to the bottom of it. It's done like this with the conversation, the teacher and student, Gir Gita, Arjuna, and Shri Krishna Arjuna, like this. There's the discussion, the question answer, because through this way we learn it, through this way. Just, I'll go and study myself. We've all done that, and it hasn't taken us. So that's the system here. It points out, and then the questions I have can be answered, and then I can look into them more clearly. And the whole practice we do like this, whole system, Sharavarnam, etc., very important like this. It's not something that is done. I will do myself like this. So this is also one of the reasons why this pointed out like this. Okay, and also the subject matter that we're learning is very different than other types of subject matters. Most everything else, or actually everything else that we study, I'm studying something else, right? I'm studying something other than myself. Even if I'm studying something to do with the body, with the mind, still, that's other than myself. I'm studying psychology, right? That's other than myself, that's the mind, it's not me. So everything else is of something else. So it can be studied in a different manner. But you're studying of myself. So it's very different. So the mode of study is going to be different than studying other things. There'll be some similarity, but there has to be also the difference like this, okay? Like this. I think that... should cover this. So this is what is said, the student here is saying, okay, so please explain to me, point this out, and let's see, the teacher starts to discuss and to answer. Guru Ruvacha Sadvite Vacha. It's different. Some of the, they have different meters. Sadvite vachanam vyaktihi pratibhati vadami chate idam tadite vispashtam savadhanamana shrunu. The teacher said, I can see that you have expressed your thoughts very well. I will now give you an answer. As this is the way to freedom, as clearly as possible, listen to me with an attentive mind. So first student is, teacher is encouraging, sadvi te vachana vyakti pratibhati. Your expression is you expressed it very nicely, very clearly, like this. So teacher is very happy that the student has come with the right question, right way, and expressed in a very nice way like this, and also encouraging like this. Yes, you're looking in the, this is a very good question. Yes, you're looking in the right direction this way, because the encouragement is always helpful in this way. And Vadamite, yes, I will tell you. What will I tell you? Idam tat iti. This is that. That's what I'm going to tell you. That's the whole teaching, which is going to be here, the whole idam tat. And idam isn't just some idea. This, what is right in front of you, what you're experiencing, direct experience, that's what this is. And look, Idam, our meditation being Idam, what's immediately there, not all the stuff that we add to it, right? I'm perceiving. So direct perception. I'm aware. There's something. Put all the other ideas aside, all of the other extra stuff aside. Then that's what this is. How can it be that Paramatma, here of that is Paramatma? And Paramatma is a very good word to use for it. When I say Brahma, infinite seems somewhere, something, and it also animate, inanimate. But here, Paramatma, it's the self, universal self. So, okay, self I can understand. That it's universal, that it's not limited to that, I'm not so sure. But self I can understand. I know, okay, self, yes. So that's why Tat as Paramatma is a very nice way to look at it. Way to express it like this, okay? This verse is the Sutra Vakya, if you want, or actually the next one will be more, this will go more in detail, Sutra Vakya, actually more than that. So let's leave that for now. So this, what you experience right here now, that's what you're, this isn't anything different from that. This is what you have to understand. And vispashtam, very clearly, I'll point out very clearly, it's not something with some sort of, the moment you have some sort of sentiment involved, right? Some sentiment, oh, it's like this. It's like, again, in science, you're not going to go with sentiment. You're not going to go with some sort of philosophical ideas, but very simple and clear. Because think about it, what we want is, we want to look at it clearly. We don't want just some sort of ideas, etc. Or somebody will make it some mystical thing. And when it's a mystical thing, that by making it that, you're keeping it away from inquiring into it. Oh yes, some special people with special, abilities, maybe they can experience this. I need some very special thing. Then I'm making it, oh, it's something that maybe one day I can look into. Maybe one day I'm going to be chosen for it, right? Maybe one day I have the ability. It's saying this, what is right here, this, your fact that you're perceiving, this is it, it's right here. Not something somewhere, so don't make it complicated, don't make it some aparoksha thing, aparoksha, something that is not available to me now somewhere. Not aparoksha. So that's why we call it, paroksha. It's aparoksha, it's not through senses, not through mind, it's immediate. Immediately, what you perceive immediately, before anything else, before the senses and mind get in the way. Now it starts being a mixture of all sorts of other stuff. But directly, I'm aware, I perceive. Okay, what does that mean? So this saying, this is what I'm going to point out. And also, idam taditi vispashtam, this exactly that I'm going to show you is what you're looking for. This clear vision is what you want. This is what. And Savadhan manaha shrinu. Savadhana manaha. Listen with a very alert mind. You have to be very alert. You have to be really aware, present. Listen closely. Because the thing is, the mind is always busy with so many things, how it'll look into this. I have to learn to be alert, aware. What happens is, the mind can be scattered, right? Distracted, like this. Oh yeah, what was that point I missed? Like this. This is one thing. And the other thing also is the mind can be just very, very focused. Very focused takes a lot of effort. And it's pushing the mind, like this. Too much focus then can cause tension in the mind. So it's not about that, but being aware, as the student said, anayasena, without effort. To be aware is effortless. What effort do you have to put in to be aware? And awareness doesn't exclude anything. this is a very big difference in meditation where I'm trying to focus one thing. Let me just be with the mantra like this. So yeah, you learn how to be, how to make the mind less running around. Okay, very good. But just be aware. You're not excluding anything, and nothing is. Nothing is pushing you around because there's nothing to push you on. You're simply aware. Whatever comes, comes and goes, like the space. And being aware, just learning to be aware, already it's, that's your nature, is just, as we called in some other classes, the impersonal awareness. Because I'm simply aware. Awareness isn't something that is, you know, a property of mine, or, you know, something to do with my, any other character of mine. All those I'm aware of. They're sitting, they're just appearing within the awareness. So learning just to be aware, and then also then the teachings can come, and I, because that when I'm hearing, when it's being pointed out to me, I can be sitting, yes, yes, yes. Oh, what teacher's saying, yes, yes. I say yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes is very good. But then my yeses are going to, like, trying to connect to the teaching. So my, and then, then what do you mean, yes, yes, yes? You listen and let the thing settle in as it is. Or I resist. No, 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 can't be. What they're saying, no. I heard it differently. Other teachers said different. No, 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 I don't. I don't think it's like this. So, you listen, because pointing something out, you just listen, be aware, and reflect on it like this. But the main thing, as it's pointed out, what the essence just pointed out, you're aware, it just points directly to it. In fact, the, what you are is awareness. The, when the mind is trying to make the sense out of everything now, you know, it's trying to distort in everything. Yes, the mind has to think about mananam and everything. But when it's just being pointed out, it's pointed out directly, right? I am, just direct. Now I try to, you know, make sense of it and everything. Now I start, you know, dissecting it, and that's not what it is in this way. So that's why they say like this, that it's, how tricky this is. This is in, I think, also in Kathopanishad, where it's saying how it's amazing that somebody speaks about this, about Atma. And it's amazing that somebody listens about it, because things that can't be conveyed in words, and amazing that somehow, you know, it's pointed out in somebody, and it's clear. It's amazing, like this. How can it be done? Because something that can't be pointed out in words somehow is. It's the mode of communication. Very interesting. The words can't reveal Atma. If they did, then something reveals it. You yourself are that, you, what you are. Words just help to push aside some misconceptions. In the end, it's talking about misconceptions. Again, that's why we say jnanam is what's needed. Understanding to push away misconceptions. Drop some misconceptions. Drop just a few misconceptions about yourself. Oh, how much fear I feel, like this. So this is saying here. So savadhana manaha, be shrunu, listen, and how? Be with a very, very open mind, very aware mind, not, you know, not tense, not this, expecting, oh, now this is, sitting on the edge of my seat, expecting, oh, you know, something's going to happen. In this way, Swami Dayananda, when he was asked about this, about self-knowledge, he said, you know, which is very useful, I think, to, which helps to demystify. He says, you know, you're studying so much and looking, and then you see, oh, this is what it is. Not like, oh, this is where I left my glasses. Like, oh, silly of me. Why did I not notice it? That's a big mystical experience, whatever. If it's a big mystical experience, I'm looking for something special. But what's special is just, you know, what I am, and that's it. In this way, yes, it life. The more I know life transforming, yes, but life transforming is the secondary thing. Just the knowledge itself, then it's different like this, okay? So also with this clear vispashtam, it's not any belief involved. have some sort of belief I have again, then it's not clear, something simple and clear. People have belief systems. Yeah, belief system has its place, that's fine, but it's a belief, meaning I don't know. Belief means I don't know. It doesn't mean it's clear. I'm clear that I believe. You're clear that you believe, but what you believe, it's a belief. It's not a knowledge like this, right? So that's why this clear thing is very important. So that's why the teachings are very simple and pointing very simply at it. And then we just have to see why, the question myself, why I don't see it. This is very good advice I was giving you. If I'm struggling, okay, is this how it is? Why is it like this? Then I don't have the shraddha, the conviction, and you know, some faith to really look into it, because then how will I really look into it if I'm just questioning the premise itself? At some point I have to say, okay, let me take this and look into it. Take it as it is, and then why don't I see it? Why don't I see it? Then I have to ask myself, why I'm not seeing it? Mananam I have to do, and see what is it, why is it I'm not seeing it clearly myself, like this, okay? In this way. So this is what is being pointed out here. Where we have time. Let's start this next verse, and we'll conclude it next time. Tatvam masyadi vakyotam yajiva paramatmanoh tadatmya vishayam jnanam tadidam mukti sadhanam. The knowledge arising from such sentences as that you are, that thou art, we say a lot of the time, which show the identity between the individual and the universal self, is indeed the means for gaining unconditional freedom from the sense of bondage. So here, this is what we call the sutravakya. What happens, sutravakya? It's the essence, very briefly. Then this is the whole text is called the vritti, vakya vritti. The vritti then is a short expounding on it in a short manner. And as we said at the first class also last time, then the vakya, what is it? Not vyakya, there's another word we had for it. So, I think it's that. Sorry if I forgot the term, but can have a large exposition on it too. But here it's the whole thing is vritti, but this is just the inter saying. Tas tatvamasi adivakya otam jnanam. The knowledge that arises from Mahavakya is like tatvamasi. What is this? Tatidam mukti sadhanam. This is the means for liberation. So this is, we're saying this, that, pointing out you're that. Knowledge coming from this gives you the liberation. Everything else, no, this is the main thing. That's what's being said here. And what is it? What is the knowledge that comes up from it? Yet, jiva paramatmanoho tadatmya vishayam. That the individual, the atma, and paramatma, here it says jiva paramatma. So jivatma paramatma, the individual you, paramatma, universal self, are what tadatma vishayam, pointing out to one and the same thing, not to two different things. So it's not saying you are, there's the totality, you are part of that. There's the ocean, you're the wave, you're part of the whole. Like this. No, it's saying nope, not saying that. Ocean doesn't equal wave. No, can't be. The equation, we said it's an equation. That equation doesn't work. Ocean equals wave. Does that equation work? It doesn't work. You will become, you do XYZ, this much practice sincerely, and you give the proper donation to the right place, and whatever else, then you're going to become one with. It doesn't say you're going to become one with. It also doesn't say you will be one with. If I say I will be one with, it'll be put off, put off, put off, and where does, how can it get there? So it's not saying that. It says, Tadatme Visham, it's one and the same thing. It's not two separate things. Say, so how can that be? Well, that's why we look into it, because we said it, that an equation, you are that. The equation is something where it's not obvious. If it's obvious, as we said last time, 8 equals 8. Then why do you need the equation? Or if it's 8 equals 7.5, then something there is wrong. We'll be teaching now 8 equals 7.5, and you really have the, from the beginning, no, that can't be. But it's some equation that's not obvious, so that's why we have to look into it in this way. So yes, it's the Tadatmya, but is that? So the knowledge that this points to, excuse me, like this. Now, when we look into it, usually what happens, we do this Atma-vichara, self-inquiry. Usually, it's a process. We have to be patient with it, because the understanding slowly grows. Usually, more than the understanding grows more, some misunderstandings are slowly pushed aside. Slowly, I drop some misunderstandings. So slowly, slowly, as I look into it, it removes more and more of those things, if you want, in this way. So that's why one has to be patient with it, because yes, who knows, maybe I'll look into it for a few months, it'll be clear, and there's no reason why that couldn't be. But in most cases, it takes a little time for slowly to meet, for me to sincerely look into it, question, do my mananam, look into, slowly drop the other ideas like this, to have it become more and more clear, if you want. So that's something, just one has to be patient with it. How many other things I put effort into? How much effort I've put into so many other things? So if I sincerely take, like I've sincerely put effort into, put it, like for instance, I have a degree, profession, I make a living from that, do some service through that to the society. So that I did sincerely. Same thing if I do that here, why can't I also have this clarity? But that sincerity and being patient with is necessary. Because, and also, what is more important than to look into this? The other one, I'm making a living, and that's fine, and doing some service, which is good. But then afterwards, but obviously that if that gave me everything I needed, then I wouldn't be sitting here. And there's nothing wrong with that. Somebody is totally happy with what they're doing with that. Totally fine. One day Vairagya will come, and they're going to also eventually come to this type to this type of thing, eventually at some point. Because eventually one will say, okay, now what? Then what? So so one has to be really patient with it, stick with it. And the looking into this surely can help. Now, surely can help and get to the bottom of it. Now, what happens, a lot of the things I make put armor around. This is the holy thing I can't look into like this. So I have to be, you know, be ready to, as I look into this too. Why not this? Why am I that? Right? Doesn't mean that, okay, that everything external lifestyle now I throw away and change. No, that you can't. You know, you do that, you live some sort of lifestyle or something. You can't do that. Maybe some things I find and I drop because I change because of, so that's fine. But that's not the issue here brought up. It's just that there are certain parts will resist. No, why is this not me? How can it be? Some are resistant. So I have to be patient, look into those, and learn also to look beyond different limited ideas I have of myself. Because the armor of resistance will keep it at bay. I inquire and I can drop those ideas like that about myself. Okay, so it's not that everything I'll give away. I understand it's not mine, then what's the problem? Right? Live a simple life with whatever's there. Okay, whoever, all the Near and dear, really, it's, you know, what near and dear, it's also just what is mean near and dear, right? It's an idea of mine. This one is near and dear, that one isn't, it's also idea. Does that mean I have to get rid of all? It doesn't mean to, that it's fine. I've seen, you know, I see beyond the limited ideas. Beyond limited ideas, and that's the important thing. Then whatever external lifestyle I live, that's the external lifestyle. Like this. So those are just some thoughts on the main thing is that the if I really look into it, helps me to as it's pointed out by the text that you're that, it helps me to see beyond these things, and I have to see where I am blocking. I'm the one who's blocking and nobody else. No, yes, I am not the limited one, but this one I want to hold on to. This is a sacred cow I have to keep with me like this. So this sentiment I can't let go of like that. So I have to see beyond all these sentiments and ideas that I have like this. So and why are we looking into it? Frees me from all of this, from all these limited things that I'm seemingly bound in. That's why it's so important. Okay. So let's leave it with this. We'll continue with this also next time. This one verse, which is what is the Sutra Vakya. This whole thing is Vritti and Vyakhyanam. Vyakhyanam is the if you have a large exposition on it like this. So, as we mentioned, there is a Vyakhyanam on this mantra, which is part of Adi Guru Shankara's text, Upadesha Sahasri. I haven't read. I just heard that that's there. The same Tattvamasi is talked up in talk a lot more in detail. But here, although we say vritti, it's plenty of detail. It's going to go into. You'll see plenty of detail in helping us to do this vichara. Look into this. Okay, so. So let's finish for today here. Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. So thank you all. If there are any burning questions, we can try to shed some light on, otherwise we'll wait till next time.
Thank you. Hope you feel
Okay,
better.
thank you so much. Okay, very good. So we'll see you next week. Those who are in the area in person, whoever's nearby, welcome to drop in. And then we'll continue.
Thank you.